Yeah, with him, I've kind of seen the nuances to an offense when he took over the play calling when he was the OC in Carolina. He had new routes, new concepts, everything. It's been a joy to watch him in Buffalo with Josh and see what they've done. Their offense has been electric.
That is DJ Moore sitting with our friend Matt Harmon. Might have been the Super Bowl. Here's to it. You don't have to love it. I don't. But we all hope it works. He's good. He shouldn't be too old. We just have 6 months to talk about it. And I think the price the Bills paid is insane. Pretty much. 803-0550. Travis Yost in an hour. Travis is maybe my single favorite hockey analyst, and he's also a Bills fan. And I don't know what it tells us about what it's going to sound like in an hour, but he just sent me a list of Bills Panthers connections, and it's 49 people long. Did Travis compile that? Holy cow. Starting with McDermott and Bean. There's a Captain Munnerlyn sighting.
I know we all joke about it, but 49 people does feel insane.
And it has been almost a decade, but Jeremy's tweet was, Bills trade for someone they know, and
well, he's going to be from Carolina.
He's right. Here's Steve next. Hi, Steve.
What's going on? Good afternoon.
Hi.
So I've just been listening to what you're saying. The more I think about it, the more I come around about the trade. They need a receiver, but let me ask you this. Say they make this trade for Jaylen Waddle for the second round. Would you feel differently?
Probably. Younger, better, out of my division? Probably. I don't know the money.
DJ's just a year older, or a year and a half older than Waddle, and he's more productive. He hasn't missed a game. I mean, Waddle's missed how many games? You know what I'm saying? So, right.
Yeah, I guess it's a good question, but I think more of Waddle as a player, younger, and I don't have to play him twice. So that's my quick reaction to your question.
Appreciate the call.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Thanks for calling me. Owen is next. Hi, Owen.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
I just wanted to praise the move a little bit. Everybody's complaining about how we haven't been aggressive going to try to attack to get a receiver. And now we do, and everybody has a problem with it. The season that we had traded for Diggs that season, Diggs was 27 years old. And now a 28-year-old DJ Moore is too old. And then complaining about what we paid, it's almost identical to what the Texans paid us for Diggs for a one-year rental. Just feels like everybody's piling on Bean when, we should be praising him for actually being aggressive.
Well, Diggs was 26 when the Bills traded for him.
Yeah,
so
during the season, he was 27 years, so about a year and a half difference is what I'm saying. It's the Waddle. Waddle's okay, but DJ Moore is too old. It's a year and a half difference.
Well, listen, I don't know where you get your noise, and I can tell you where I get mine, but you're saying everybody's hating on it? Is that what you're hearing? People are all hating on it?
From the recent callers, the last guy's the first guy I've seen really defend it, and then I go on Twitter and I'm seeing people complain about it. It just feels like we're piling on Bean just because it's a little bit of a Bean hate trade right now, which is well deserved, but
not for me.
Finally he's aggressive to go get a receiver and we're mad that it's not the one we want. I think
aggressive is the wrong point. And I would have said this every single time. Drafting Keon Coleman at pick 33 is not a lack of aggressiveness. It's bold. Drafting Dalton Kincaid in the first round is not a lack of aggressiveness. It's the opposite. The Bills have not failed, if that's how you'd want to put it. Maybe you wouldn't. Maybe you would. The Bills have not failed at pass catcher for a lack of trying. Look at the list. It's not 49 people like Travis's Carolina list. Look at the people they've brought in. It's not like they just ignore. Palmer was expensive. Shakir got a huge extension. They've done tons of work at the position.
Last year, we were signing guys off the street. We're not trading for anybody. It was a lack of aggressiveness with where we were in terms of last year.
Maybe. I mean, I don't know. The Bean wanted you to know after the deadline passed that he tried for Waddle. Is that a lack of aggressiveness? Is that trying to trade for Waddle, or is it just not succeeding? So
okay, I just mean I think we maybe aggressive is not the right term, but I feel like we should be praising this more than complaining about a year and a half difference, or we gave up a second round pick when we had got that in compensation for Diggs, who was a 1-year rental.
Well, I would put those things together, Owen. Like it's an equation, and the age difference and the money that they've promised him. I mean, they even reworked him to guarantee money in 3 years. Like, it's not just one thing or the other. It's all of it together that, for me, makes this tough. And then who the player is. And we can all have different opinions about the player. I'm not telling you I don't think he's good. I guess I'm going to have to say this every 5 minutes. He was somebody who was never in my hair. Like, DJ Moore is not Jaylen Waddle or Tyreek Hill or somebody I had to play against, like, ever. But, I mean, have they ever actually played against him? But still, like, what you got from him were these sort of weird moments or excuses. And I just thought there were better ideas that would have probably been cheaper. And I thought, if you told me they were going to get DJ Moore, I'm like, okay, well, there's talent there, but I'm not going to really pay anything, right? It's going to be kind of free because the Bears don't want him around. Everybody knows that. And it so wasn't. But, you know, there's probably two sides to every one of those stories. Walking off the field during a play? Who's ever seen that before? I mean, he was so fed up with, and are Bills fans going to just tell me now, like, that's fine? I hope not. I hope we're sort of honest about this to ourselves. And then the last play of their season was against the Rams in the playoffs in overtime, and Caleb Williams is picked off. And now you're going to tell me this is a Collinsworth problem, probably, because I know Bills fans and Collinsworth. Like, that makes any sense. He goes right into, like, what did DJ Moore just do? Why did he stop? And I don't know. Why did he stop? There's just stuff with him that, even from way out here, turned me off. And then you tell me I got to pay a second and promise him huge money for 3 years? Like, I don't know. I'm out. They're in. I'm out. Here's David next. Hi, David.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
I'm fine.
Yeah, I mean, like, look, I'm probably beating a dead horse here, but I mean, a second-round pick for, you know, a guy with this production and the price tag that it comes with it makes absolutely no sense. And it just kind of reinforces, like, what has been Bean's Achilles heel. I mean, like, just no concept for ROI from a salary cap perspective, and we're paying a lot of mid guys to do a lot of mid things. It's not Josh Allen's contract.
Yeah, that's a fair, straightforward line about it, I think. Yeah, thanks. Here is Jerry next. Hi, Jerry.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
Okay.
Do you ever have a player on your fantasy team that taints what you think of him? Because you watch him much more closely. I had DJ Moore 2 years ago, and all I kept thinking is, all I see out of him, and it might have been a product of Justin Fields, are the Shakir routes, the bubble screens, everything within 2 yards of the line of scrimmage. And I think 20, whatever it is, 29 to the cap, and giving up a second rounder is a huge price for someone that I haven't seen exhibit what we need.
Well, I don't know. That part of it is up in the air for me, because, like, there is a stat today about how he's had top five targets of more than 20 air yards in the league over the last few years, whatever the exact statistic is. So I don't think he's just running all short. And if he is, that's not necessarily a DJ Moore flaw. So I'm not inclined to bang on him for that. I mean, I think he's probably a pretty complete player. And I've got the likes of Matt Harmon telling me so, who, you know, I know who to listen to, I think. And that's a lot for me. So I'm not down on him as a player in any way, except for kind of like the weirdness of certain moments. And that just sort of takes me back to Diggs. Same college, by the way. It takes me back to Diggs, because the Bills got Stephon Diggs and he was such a home run. And then it kind of changed to the point where, do we want to care about, like, that he's sort of putting his arms out toward Allen, like, make a better throw? Do we want to care about that? These guys have a relationship. They've been an elite combination. Do we want to care about that? And I did. Because I thought that was such a bad sign for where they all were. And maybe I was right because they traded him and I was not expecting that. And I get that from this player too. That's probably at least a little unfair because he hasn't been here yet and I'm not closely examining his routes or his team even. But that's like what I think of because and this, as it happens with receivers, this kind of happens a lot where you've got this production and this talent and this level of stardom, but you know why this A, B, and C? And that's the impression I have of DJ Moore, that there's stuff that I kind of hope just doesn't come to the surface, but I'm just a fan out here like you are, having your own opinion of the player. And yes, of course I've had that opinion about players in fantasy because I've had everybody in fantasy. I have everybody every year. Here's Louie next. Hi, Louie.
Mike, you know what? I love you to death, but I have to disagree with you today. I really, really do. Because DJ Moore, okay, I know what you're saying about prima donnas, the receivers, they put up some, you know, they smirk, they complain, they cry. I get it, the prima donnas. But the guy is productive. Okay, he didn't have a great year last year, but if you look at his numbers, look at his average per catch, look at his availability, the guy never misses a game, the guy's good, the guy's a steady route runner. Yeah, okay, we gave up a second, but Mike, let's be honest, more like a third-round pick, okay? Look where we're picking. We're getting back a fifth.
You call Coleman a first-round pick, too?
Hey, there's busts everywhere, man.
Coleman a first-round pick if this trading a second is actually a third? Is that how we're going to do this? It's not a second?
I'm just saying it's a late second-round pick,
yeah.
It's not a mid-second-round pick or high second-round pick.
Louis, you're not telling me a single thing I don't know.
Okay, what I'm trying to say is he's a good player.
I said that, too.
What are you complaining about? What's the issue?
Haven't you been listening?
Yeah, you don't like the value. I get it.
There's your answer. You answered your own question.
Well, you think that they're going to cut him and just let him go like that? There's a lot of if they do that, it's because they're cap struck. Okay, I get it. Every team is in a certain situation. Some teams are different from the cap than other teams. But the guy is a good player, Mike. We haven't had a player on our team that's been available. Okay, so this guy at least is good.
Well, listen, I'm not wearing my Bills goggles, I guess, Louis. I can't even hear you anymore. I don't know. I didn't say I knew the Bears were going to release him. I just know that there was speculation along those lines because his role was compromised and the money is ridiculous for a player giving them what he gave them last year, and he's a year older. So I'm not telling you, don't go telling people that in your life that I said that. I just read that it was possible, and I just can never imagine feeling like I'm just so far removed, so out of touch with like this kind of speculation that I would feel like I had to give a second round pickup, which is not a third. It is late. You're not telling me anything I don't know. I'm sorry if you thought you were. 803-0550. I'm Mike Shope. Bulldog is out sick. Tomorrow is NHL trade deadline day. And so we very much want to have him back for that, as we do every day. Thanks for listening. Your calls are welcome. This is WGR.